The Islamic terrorist group ISIS isn't just wreaking havoc in the Middle East. It's also having an unfortunate impact on some U.S. businesses, in particular, American companies with ISIS in their names. There's ISIS Bridal Boutique in California. There's ISIS Collections, a wig and hairpiece company in New Jersey. There's ISIS Pharmaceuticals, also in California. And many more, at least 270 more, according to the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office. Some of those businesses are getting negative feedback from customers about that, and some have gone so far as to change their names. One of those is SoftCard, a mobile payment app that used to be called ISIS Wallet. Jamie Johnson is the head of marketing at SoftCard, and he joins us from KPLU in Seattle. Jamie, welcome.
Thank you.
And tell us what made you decide you had to totally ditch the name ISIS.
Well, in the summer, we looked at the news cycle that was occurring, and we had several conversations with experts in the region, terrorism experts, to understand the scope of this group and their likely longevity. And it became very clear that this group was going to be here for a while. And at that point in time, the decision to change the name became clear and obvious, and we moved as fast as we could.
Was that prompted, that research you did, by customer feedback or any kind of decline in business?
So it's useful here to understand the context of our business. So we are a joint venture of AT&T, T-Mobile, and Verizon Wireless.
Big names.
Big names, exactly. And so as we looked at what was likely to unfold over the next year, it became clear both from listening to our consumers and listening to our partners that we needed to make a name change.
You know, Jamie, I don't have to tell you that coming up with a company name, let alone a replacement name, isn't easy. You know, it can be a long and expensive process. So I assume you didn't do this lightly. How difficult would you say the decision and the renaming process was for you?
It's a complicated process. It start to finish took us about 9 weeks, which is lightning speed when these things are involved.
Sure.
And it was a case for us of not only running the business and managing our existing customers and their product experience, while at the same time trying to introduce the new brand of SoftCard as soon as possible. And so it was a delicate balancing act, but it's one that's behind us now.
Brand identity is a big deal in the corporate world, you know, over time linking a business's name to a high-quality product or service. So changing a company name could be risky for a corporate reputation. What kind of discussions did you have about that? Now, I know you're a relatively young company.
Yeah, it's important. We are not only a young company, but the industry that we are in, mobile payments, as a category is still quite young. And so for us, the decision was actually a little easier to make than if we were in a more established category with perhaps a longer track record. We were introduced in 2010 and became publicly available in 2013. And so that gave us a degree of flexibility to move quickly.
Jamie, do you happen to remember your very first reaction when you first heard of ISIS, the Islamic terrorist group, and thought, that is our name? Oh, no.
That was it. Oh, no. You know, it's a surreal set of events that certainly we feel great sympathy and our hearts go out to all of those affected by the events in the Middle East. You know, unfortunately and very coincidentally, it's just one that we happen to have been caught up in.
Your new name, SoftCard, is a little less clear-cut a description of what you do than your old name, ISIS Wallet. So what's been reaction to it so far?
It's been very positive. You have the combination of a very tech-forward name with a very practical application of the payment experience. And so from both consumers and from merchants and our partners, we've had a very positive response to the name itself. But perhaps just as important, they've thanked us for making the change. And so that's been encouraging as well.
That's Jamie Johnson, head of marketing at SoftCard, formerly known as ISIS Wallet, explaining his company's recent name change. Jamie, thank you.
Thank you.